Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Good evening. This week, Parshas Chukas, Parsha that begins with the topic of Pora Aduma and then skips many, many years to talk about the events that can transpire in the 40th year in the desert, beginning with the death of Miriam, leading to the so-called Chet of Mei Meriva, leading to the death of Aaron, and we come to the end of the parasha, we read about the conquest of the lands of Sichon and Og, where Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu not to be afraid, because I will deliver him in your hands. And as we know, the story is, the Gemara tells us in Brachos, Rashi quotes part of it at the end of the parasha, how Moshe Rabbeinu kills Og Melech HaBashan. This parasha, Chukas, is always read in the month of Tammuz, and on the surface this is a very difficult parasha. In this parasha we lose Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe Rabbeinu, we find out, is also leaving us. And this fits with the month of Tammuz. Tammuz is the month in which Klal Yisrael, as mentioned many times, this is the month of the Chet HaEgel. The Chet Mei Meriva was sort of the Chet HaEgel of Moshe Rabbeinu. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu has to leave this world, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu cannot enter Eretz Yisrael, sort of the Chet Eitz Hada'as of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this we see in the Balaturim. Balaturim, who brings down many times different phrases in Tanakh and connects them, called the Mesoira. So the Balaturim brings it here, and also in previous parashas that it says three times Hamin. Hamin Ha'Eitz in Parashas Bereishis, referring to the Chet Eitz Hada'as. Hamin Ha'Sela, which is what Moshe Rabbeinu says, do you think I can take water out of any rock? It has to be a specific rock. This is what leads to him hitting the rock. And another pasuk that the Baal HaTurim quotes in Novi, Hamin HaGoyren Oymin HaYekev. The Baal HaTurim connects it to the Chet Tzadas, the fact that it was either a kernel of wheat, according to one opinion, Goyren, or a cluster of grapes, Yekev. What does this have to do with the Chet of Mei Meriva? It's an interesting, phenomenal actually, idea mentioned in a sefer called Rishbe Eish about this Nesoira. We know that there's a dispute in Chazal why Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. Was it because of this Chet? Was this considered a Chet? Or was it because of Chet Eitz Hadas, and as a result of Chet Eitz Hadas, everyone has to die? As we find, the Gemara says, Arba Mesu Be'et Yoshel Nochosh, there were four, the Gemara says, in Baba Basra, who never sinned at all. But because of Chet Eitz Hadas, they also have to taste death. And there are Chazal that point to Moshe and Aaron as also dying because of Et Yoshel Nochosh, and Chet Mei Meriva is really the reason why they don't go into Eretz Yisrael, not the reason for their death. The reason for they are not able to enter Eretz Yisrael is Chet Mei Meriva. Says the Rishbe Eish, it depends what the Eitz Hada'as was. Was it a kernel of wheat, according to one opinion, or was it a grapevine, which really means, was it wine? The Gemara says, according to the opinion, Chazal, Medrash, according to the opinion that it was a grape, Sochato lo yanovim, Chava squeezed the cluster of grapes and she gave Adam a drink of wine. It was wine, according to that opinion. It says Geffen that it was wine. So he quotes Kadmayin and Mekubolin that tell us that every neshama is included in the neshama of Adam Arishan. The body of Adam Arishan. The body of Adam Arishan encompassed all the neshamas till Ad Hayayim Hazeh. We are were in the heel of Adam Arishan. That's why our generation is the heel, the Ekev, the Ikvis of the Mashiach. Adam, rather Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, his neshama was in the esophagus of Adam. That's what he brings down. And not only he says this, the Zerah Shimshain says it at the beginning of Parashas Matos, Zeha Dover Ashetziva Hashem, as we mentioned in previous weeks, the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was the Bechina of Zeh, Aspaklaria HaMeira, which we know that a person needs an esophagus in order to be able to speak. And he says that the esophagus did not benefit from the Eitz Hadas. The Eitz Hadas goes down the food pipe, it doesn't go down the windpipe. So the windpipe does not benefit from the food that Adam ate, so therefore those neshamas, and the Moshe Rabbeinu was the neshama that was in the esophagus, sort of, whatever that means exactly, so therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was not affected by Eitz Hadas, and his nevuah, therefore, is from Aspaklaria HaMeira. And according to that, Moshe Rabbeinu should not have died. So the only reason that he had to die was because of Chet Mei Meriva. So that only according to the opinion that says that it was wheat, because the esophagus doesn't derive any benefit from wheat. But if you say it was wine, the Gemara in Brachas, he quotes, says that the Reya, the lungs, Shoyev Kol Minei Mashka, the lungs do sort of absorb liquid. Liquid does benefit the esophagus and the lungs, which are connected, the Kona and the Reya. So according to that opinion, that it was wine, that it was a liquid, Moshe did benefit from it, therefore he had to die because of Chet Eitz Hadas. He brings an interesting idea there that Eliyahu HaNavi, he says, was the backbone, was the bone in the back of Adam Arishan. That's where the Neshama of Eliyahu comes from the backbone of Adam, known as Luz or Anaschui, which that bone is what develops at the time of Tchias HaMeis. And that bone does not rot, as it says in Chazal, if we eat Malava Malka, the Sudas Malava Malka, which we eat Motzoi Shabbos, benefits that bone, and from there comes Tchias HaMeisim. That's the reason why Eliyahu HaNavi did not die. Eliyahu HaNavi Taka never died, because Eliyahu HaNavi comes from that part of Adam that did not benefit from the Eitz Hadas, because the Eitz Hadas was eaten on Friday, which was Erev Shabbos, and that part of the body only benefits from Alav Malka, which is Moitzoy Shabbos, and it's interesting that for that reason, Eliyahu HaNavi is mentioned Moitzoy Shabbos. We talk about Eliyahu HaNavi on Moitzoy Shabbos, and he's the one, it says, who's going to perform Tchias HaMeisim. But not going into the Laricha, says the Rishbei Eish, that's Pshat over here in this Nesoira, Hamin Ho'etz, Hamin Hasela, Hamin HaGoyren, Oymin HaYekev. He says that the Nesoira is explaining that did Moshe die because of the Eitz, or he died because of the Sela, depends on whether the Eitz Hadas was Goyren or Yekev. If the Eitz Hadas was Goyren, that means if it was wheat, then Adam did not benefit, which means the esophagus, the Kona Reya, did not benefit from wheat. That's where Moshe was situated, and therefore Eitz Hadas is not the reason why he died, it's because of the Sela. If, however, it was wine, Yekev, which is wine cellar, then even the Kana and the Reya benefit from liquid, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was affected because that's where his source in Adam was, and therefore he would also have to die because of Chet Eitz Hadas. From there we see that there are certain neshamas that did not benefit from the Eitz Hadas, whether it be Eliyahu HaNavi, whether it be Moshe Rabbeinu, certain neshamas that were not affected by Chet Eitz Hadas, they bring that from the Baal Shem Tov, who also said that there were certain neshamas, he was even talking in recent generations, that were not affected by Eitz Hadas, that were on the level sort of Adam Kodem HaChet. This Chet of Mei Meriva is in Parshas Chukas because it's basically a Chet. It's hard to understand what the Chet was. There are various opinions as exactly what the chet was. The Bas Ayin says a very original beer in the chet of the Mei Meriva. The Bas Ayin says it was lack of amunah. Lack of amunah on Moshe Rabbeinu's part. What was the lack of amunah? He wasn't that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't believe that talking to a rock can cause it to produce water, because if hitting the rock does it, talking can do the same thing. It's not a kunz.
Moshe knew, everyone knows if you hit a rock just by merely hitting it, nothing's going to happen. So clearly if you believe that by hitting the rock, water's going to come out, which Moshe Rabbeinu knew already from the first time that it happened in Parshas, B'shalach, talking to the rock can do the same thing. That was not the lack of emunah. The Bas Ayin says that Moshe Rabbeinu, after he said Shimuna HaMoirim, which according to the Rambam in Shmoyna Prokum says that was the chait of the Mei Meriva, was the anger that Moshe Rabbeinu yelled and said, Shimuna HaMoirim, he called Klal Yisrael rebels. And Bola Klal Kas, Bola Klal Tos, Rashi brings it in Parashas Matos, said there were three times that we find that sort of Moshe Rabbeinu was Bola Klal Kas, whatever that means exactly, and because of that, Bola Klal Tos, and one of them is by the Chet Mei Meriva. The Rambam says that was the Chet. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shimuna HaMoirim, So his chait was that he uttered the words Moirim. He spoke disparagingly about Klal Yisrael. At that moment, Moshe Rabbeinu did tshuva immediately. Tzadik can do tshuva right away. But he didn't believe that his tshuva was able to rectify his calling Bnei Yisrael Moirim. So he felt that the speech that he gave, the disparaging words that he said, disqualify him from being able to bring water out of the rock by talking to the rock. He felt that his mouth, the mouth that said Shimuna HaMoirim, cannot be the same mouth. He felt that his mouth, he didn't deserve that with his mouth he should be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim and be able to say to the rock, give out water, because just before that he said Shimuna HaMoirim, which means he didn't believe that his tshuva was effective. He didn't believe in the power of tshuva as he should have. That was Ya'an Asher Lo Ye'emantem Bi Lahakti She'ini. You didn't believe that the power of tshuva is so great. No matter what a Jew does, he could always do tshuva. And this wasn't the worst Aveira, but for Moshe Rabbeinu, this was considered a terrible Aveira. Moshe Rabbeinu considered it a terrible Aveira and didn't believe that his tshuva was effective, and therefore he didn't talk, he hit the rock. And the Kiddush Hashem Shemayim that would have come out of this was that Moshe would have shown that with the same mouth that you sin, you could be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, as long as you do tshuva, the power of tshuva is so great. This is the Bas Ayin. The Bas Ayin says that it was the lack of emunah and the power of tshuva. That was the chait of Mei Meriva. Clearly, the fact that we find so many mefarshim trying to explain the Mei Meriva is because the Mei Meriva is be'emes achoik. And that's why it's right after Chukas. It's right after Zois Chukas HaTorah, right after the story, the topic of Parah Aduma, which Parah Aduma, as we know, is the only mitzvah which Shlomo HaMelech said, Amarti Echkama V'Hirachoyka Mimeni. It's beyond understanding. It's Metaher Temeim, it's Metame Tehoirim, and all the other strange halachas concerning Parah Aduma, which really cannot be explained, and purposely so, because the Parah Aduma, as Rashi brings here, is the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel, Kapara for Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel, as mentioned many times, Kizeh Moshe Ha'ish Asher He'elonu Me'eretz Mitzrayim Lo Yodanu Me'hoyoloi. We don't know what happened to him. They felt they had to know. Parah Aduma, which is a mitzvah that you can't know, it's Adelo Yoda, it's Lamailam and Adas, that's the tikkun for Chet Ha'egel. And that we always read in Tammuz. This really should be read during a different time of the year. The topic of Parah Aduma was said, was taught, Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year they were in the desert. And right after this, we're learning already about what happened in the 40th year. Clearly, this topic, the Parah Aduma, doesn't belong here in Parshas Chukas. But every Parsha that's read in a given time has to do with that time. And the fact that Parah Aduma was inserted in Chukas, which is always read in Tammuz, is because this is a Tammuzdika Parsha. This is a Parsha that belongs in Tammuz. Because Tammuz is the month. Tammuz is Isaiah Zu Meis. Tammuz is the month in which, unfortunately, because of Chet HaEgel, which was our Chet Eitz HaDa'as, everyone until Mashiach comes has to experience Misa, Ofer Atav El Ofer Toshuv, which was the curse to Adam because of Chet Eitz HaDa'as, Hamin HaEitz, was rectified when Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai. Poska Zu HaMoson. Chet HaEgel brought it back. Chet HaEgel Chazra Zu HaMoson. Zuhamas Hanochosh, Zuhamas is Oisius Hatamuz, V'hanoshim mevakleis es hatamuz, the Pasuk says in Yecheskel. That's the only time it ever says tamuz in Tanakh. Hatamuz is the same letters as zuhamas, the zuhama of the nochosh. The zuhama, the impurity of the chet eitz hadas, which according to the opinion that we're saying now, was a grape, was wine, is connected to tamuz. The Pasuk says, v'hayomim yemei bikurei anovim. Reb Shamshon from Astropolia, quoted by all the Sfarim, Chassam Sofer and others, hinted in the word Anovim that the letters before Ayin Nun Beis Mem, Asamach Mem Aleph Lamed, which is the name of the Satan, these are days in which the Satan has power. These the days that the Meraglim went to Eretz Yisrael. They left Erev Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and most of the journey was in Tammuz. The Torah describes the days of Tammuz as Yemei Bikurei Anovim, which is wine. The Hayomim Yemei Bikurei Anovim, grapes, wine. In Tammuz, the Chet Eitz Hada'as was Nisoyrer. Clearly, it was the month by Chet HaEgel when Chazra Zuhamasan, the Zuhamas HaNachash, the impurity of the Nachash who instilled in Chava Tuma, Bo Nachash Al Chava V'Hitil Bo Zuhama, was reawakened in Tammuz, because that's when the Chet HaEgel occurred, and that's when the Chet Eitz Hada'as comes back. We've been mentioning in the past week or so, in the Rosh Chodesh here, for those who were there, that the Tzir of Shein Havaya of Chodesh Tammuz is Ze Einenu Shoiveli, which Haman said in the Megillah. In Megillah's Esther, of all places, the Tzir of Shein Havaya of Chodesh Tammuz appears. Where did Haman, in what context, what are the psukim speaking about before and after these words? To understand the connection to Tammuz, not just these four words, but to understand also what's happening in this story at this point of the Megillah, and see the connection to Tammuz. Haman was also trying to be ma'oirer the chet ha'egel and the chet eitz hada'as, as all the sifrei chasidah, sifrei kabbalah, the Sfarim of Pnimiyas HaTorah, Amirames, in the Megillah, that when the advisors to Haman told him, Ya'asu Eitz Gavaya Chamishim Ama, that he should make gallows, he should take a piece of wood that's 50 Ama high. Why do we stress the 50 Ama, the measurement? What's so important about the 50 Ama measurement? Tell us the Sfarim, as we mentioned, Purim time, and the truth is, this Shabbos, if we're Mason Lev a little bit, this Shabbos is connected to Purim too, because every time we read a parsha that is also read at a different time during the year, we are connected to that time. When else is Parah Aduma read? Parah Aduma is read right after Purim. Parah Aduma is the Hashlama of Purim. Purim, in the Megillah is written without a Vav. Purim, Parah. Parah Aduma is Begematria HaPurim. What's the connection? Because Purim is the Yom Tov of Adah Lo Yoda. On Purim we reach the Madrega of higher than Da'as, which is Emuna Tahira, the Shar Hanun of Bina, the Shar Hanun of Kedusha. Haman wanted to bring us down to the Shar Hanun of Tuma, which is Misa, which is the Avi Avais HaTuma. Death, a mace exudes the highest level of tumah that there can possibly be on this planet is from a mace. A mace is an avi avos. There's no such thing as sort of a grandfather of tumah unless it's a mace. There's an av hatumah. There's a rishon l'tumah. There's only one avi avos hatumah, and that's a mace. Misa beruchni is total disconnect. As a person who's totally disconnected from his source, the atam advekem b'Hashem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayem. When do you consider it alive? When you're attached to Hashem, when you're disconnected, Rachmana litzlan, someone who's chayiv kores is a mace. He's disconnected, like it says at the beginning of the parasha. Kol aboyel la'oyel v'kol amegeh b'mace b'nefesh adam asher yomis v'lo yischata es mishkan Hashem timei v'nichrusa nefesh ahim Yisrael. That's how severe it is to come in contact with a corpse and then enter the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. One is punished with a punishment that severs him from Klal Yisrael, that disconnects him from his source. That's the Avi Avos HaTumah. The Avi Avos HaTumah Beruchni is, that's the Shar Hanun of Tumah. The Shar Hanun of Tumah, which is where we find ourselves today, and not that it can't be rectified, Pasuk says, Kol anegei b'meis b'nefesh adam asher yomus v'lo yischata. Clearly that it's possible to cleanse ourselves from this, as long as we're physically alive, even if we're spiritually in the thralls of the Aviyah Vais HaTumah, of the Shah Hanun of Tumah, it's possible to get out of it. Haman wanted to bring us to that Darga of Tumah, the Aviyah Vais HaTumah, which is Misa Beruchnias, the Shah Hanun of Tumah, and that's why when the Gemara says, Haman min HaTayra min Ayin, and the Gemara says in Chulim, Shenemar Hamin HaEitz. So what is it, just a play on words? So it's Yudua that the Sfarim bring down. The literal meaning is that just like every tree in Gan Eden, if they wanted, they could have partaken from, except for one, yet they had to have that. Every person in Shushan bowed down to Haman, except for one, and that he couldn't take it. We tell him, everyone's bowing down to you. What do you care if one person doesn't bow down? Everyone's bowing down to you. Chava and Adam in the Gan Eden. Every tree, every delicacy you want, you could have. So one tree you can't, so leave it alone. That's the parallel. That's the literal understanding of the Hamin Ha'etz. But there's a much deeper understanding. Haman wanted to be Ma'oirer V'chet Eitz Hada'as. That's the Yasu Eitz Gavoya Chamishim Amma, the 50th level of Tumah. That's the Chamishim. V'nahapoichu and Purim, we receive the Shah Hanun of Bina, the Shah Hanun of Kedusha. That's Parah Adumah. Parah Adumah is a mitzvah that makes absolutely no sense. We're not even allowed to think about it. The first Rashi, Zayis Chukas HaTorah L'Fisha HaSatan V'Umayis HaOilam Mayinan Es Yisrael. The Satan and the nations of the world tease Klal Yisrael and say, Ma HaMitzvah HaZayis, Ma Tam Yeshba. What kind of mitzvah is this? What's the reason behind it? L'Fikach Kosah V'Chukah G'zeirahim V'Lefana Ein L'Chav Rishus L'Harach HaRev. First of all, whoever cares what the Satan says, what the Umas HaOlam say, since when are we impressed? Since when does it bother us what the Satan and the nations of the world say? That Rashi has to tell us that you should know that because the Satan and the Umas HaOlam are going to tease you concerning this mitzvah. So don't think about it. Don't delve too much into it. It's a gezeirah, it's a chok, and you have to do it. The reason Rashi is telling this to us is because of the time we're in now. Tammuz is the month. The Hayomim Yemei Bikurei Anovim. The letters before Anovim is Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, as mentioned before. These are days in which the Satan and the nations have power. The Horaya, this is also the Tzir of Shem Havaya of Tammuz, are the words of Haman. Haman Harosha in his heyday. He's in his high point now. He just came out of the party. He thinks that he's going to rule the world when he said those words, Ze'einenu Shoveli. And in this topic, in these psukim that the Megillah is talking about, Haman is being ma'oira the chet of Eitz Hada'as, the chet ha'egel, which the chet ha'egel is a continuation of chet Eitz Hada'as. In both chatoyim, Adam Chava want to know everything, they want to understand, they want to become knowledgeable. They don't want to submit themselves to the Ratzon Hashem, they want to understand everything. And by the Chet HaEgel also, Lo Yadanu, we don't know what happened. We're trying to figure out what happened. Aaron is saying, believe. It was their lack of emuna that caused them to question, which led to Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel, Chet Eitz Hadas are connected. Haman wants to be Ma'ira, these two Chatoyim. That's where it says, Ze'einenu Shoveli, and therefore Tammuz, in Tammuz, which the Tzir of Shem Havaya of Tammuz is in these words, Ze'einenu Shoveli, the words of Haman, where he's trying to be Ma'ir of the Chet HaEgel, because the Chet HaEgel happened in Tammuz. That's when that happened. So that's when the Chet HaEgel happened, and that's when the Chet Eitz Hadas is reawakened, because the Chet Eitz Hadas, the Zuhamas HaNochash, Zuhamas Oisius HaTammuz, is nisoirer in Tammuz. V'hayomim yimei bikurei anovim. Svarim say it's hinted in Vatikach mi piriyoi v'atoichal. She took from its fruit. She didn't take the fruit. She took from the fruit. That's the wine that comes from the fruit. That's the remez that she squeezed the grapes and gave Haman a drink of wine. Purim, we're misakin that. Vatikach mi piriyoi. Mi piriyoi is oisius Purim. Purim, we drink wine. The same wine that was used for Chet Eitz Hadas, we drink on Purim to bring us to Lamailam in Hadas. With the same drink with the same fruit that they sinned, we rectify. That's Purim. And right after Purim is Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma comes right after Purim because Parah Aduma is the mitzvah that is l'mayla min hadas, that makes absolutely no sense. That even Shlomo HaMelech says, Amarti echkama v'hirachaykam imeni. The only one who understands Parah Aduma is Moshe Rabbeinu. L'cha ani megalatam Parah, because Moshe did not participate in Chet HaEgel. And Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore, especially according to that opinion that we mentioned before, that he was not affected by Eitz Hadas, Moshe Rabbeinu should be living forever. And that's why right afterwards is the story of the Mei Meriva. The Mei Meriva, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shimuna HaMoirim, and according to the Bas Ayin, didn't believe that he can do tshuva and then be able to use his mouth to talk to the rock. That was his chait. You see, by the Eitz Hadas, it was wine, and yet we use wine for Purim. The same wine, the same anovim, or as we read in Parshas Shalach, the same grapes that they brought back from Eretz Yisrael, the Eshkel Anovim that they brought back to talk negative about Eretz Yisrael, those grapes were used for the Nesachim, for the libations that they poured on the Mizbeach. As the Yalkut Reuveni says, that's why right after the story of the Meraglim comes the mitzvah of Nesachim, where Klal Yisrael are told that the next generation is going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to use the very same grapes that were used to talk disparagingly about the land. They're going to use those grapes for the Nesachim to pour them on the Mizbeach. As the Gemara says in Menachos, by Rachav, Oysan Matzorois Shehitzioloi Be'isr, Hitzioloi Be'heter, the same rope that Rachav used, that's the Haftorah of Shlach, the same idea. Shlach is the parasha that takes us into the month of Tammuz. The same grapes that we use for the Chet HaMeraglim, we use for the Nesachim. The same ropes that Rachav used to pull up her customers, that's the rope that Tikvas Chut HaShani, that was used later to remind Yoshua and Klal Yisrael, that's the rope that was used to save her later, and that she shouldn't die with the rest of those who die when they enter Eretz Yisrael. The concept of Benahapechu, his Apcha, that's Tshuva. Tshuva has the ability to be Mahapech, Zedoinois, to Zachias, especially Tshuva Me Ahava. Tammuz is Rosh HaTevis, as the Svarim say, Zmanei Tshuva Memashmashim Uboyim. The literal understanding of that is because when Tammuz arrives, it's the last third of the year, so we're reminded that Elul and Tishrei are coming. First comes Av, which they say Av stands for Elul Ba, and then comes Elul. So in Tammuz already we're thinking about the Tshuva of Av and Elul, but in reality it's in Tammuz already. Tammuz is a month of tshuva, because Tammuz is the month in which the chet occurred. Tammuz is the month in which the chet ha'egel occurred, in which the chet of Eitz Hadas was reawakened. The hayomim yamei bikurei anovim. Tammuz is the month of zeh einenu shoveli. The first letters, tells us the Tzvila Tzadik, that the first letters of zeh einenu shoveli are begematria 13 times Hashem's name. 13 times yudkei vavkei. 13 times 26 is 338. The same mispar as Shlach. In Shlach, you have the Chet HaMeraglim, and you also have Yud Gimel Midai Sarachamim, which is the tshuva for the Chet HaMeraglim, which Moshe Rabbeinu is Ma'orer. Moshe Rabbeinu says the Yud Gimel Midai Sarachamim to be Mechaper on the Dor HaMidra, on the Meraglim, which he was told already after Chet HaEgel to invoke the Yud Gimel Midai. So Shlach, Shin Lamed Ches, which is the parasha that takes us into Tammuz, the Shabbos Mevorchim Tammuz, Chet HaMeraglim, which most of the journey was in Tammuz, the Rosh HaTevis of the Seer of Shem Havaya of Tammuz, Zeh Einenu Shoveli, Zayin Aleph, Shin Lamed, is begematria 13 times, Yudkei Vavkei, Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, which is the whole idea of Tshuva. The whole idea of Tshuva during the Yom Kippur, when we do Tshuva, which Yom Kippur, Psukim are in Parshas Shalach, Vayomer Hashem Salach, Tikud Varecha, Benislach Chalad As B'nei Yisrael. On Yom Kippur, we utter the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim over and over and over again. These are the words and the psukim that we say when we're doing tshuva. Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, that's tshuva. And that has to do with Tammuz. Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Bas Ayin, himself did not believe how far tshuva can rectify. That's why he didn't talk to the rock, he hit the rock, and for that he's punished. When we come to the end of the parasha, so we have at the beginning the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel, which is the Para Aduma. The Para Aduma is performing a mitzvah with total emunah, without understanding it at all. Adala Yoda, the Hemshech of Purim, that's the tikkun for Chet HaEgel, for the lack of emunah. The Shara Nun of Tumah, what Haman Hamin HaEitz. Para Aduma is the total, is the Shara Nun of Kedusha, the Shara Nun of Bina. Para Aduma is the tahara for Tumas Mace. A mace is a person who's totally disconnected, literally a dead person, and a dead person, Beruchnius, is totally disconnected from his source. As Chazal tell us, Rashi brings it here too, what's the takana for a person? What's the takana for Chet Bechlau? Rashi brings it here at the beginning, which unusual for Rashi to do it, even after he told us that Para Aduma has no reason, yet he goes into the reason of Para Aduma, and he tells us here, and now he brings that the Para Aduma is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. And he quotes here, Aduma al shem im yadimu katoila. If they sin in such a way that they are red, the color red is the color of sin, blood. Murder is red, red, color red, Edom. Im yadimu katoila, which is a red worm. Shehachet koroi Edom. Tamima, al shem Yisrael, shehayu tamimim venasal ba'alim. When the Jews were complete, they had just reached such a high level, and they became blemished as a result of Chet HaEgel. It's tovay zu, techaper aleihem, v'yachziru l'tamusam. They should return once again to their fulfillment, for their fulfillment, to their completion. They should be tamimim again. Tamuz is oisi zu tam. It became as a result of Chet HaEgel, zu meis. The tikkun for it is zu tam. From misa to tamimus. Misa, a bal gaiva, is a meis. Because a balgaiva is totally disconnected from Hashem. The Gemara inside on a balgaiva says, "Ein ani v'hu yichaylon v'adur ba'olam." I and he cannot live in the same world together, Hashem says, concerning an arrogant person. And here Rashi brings, that's why they needed Eitz Erez, Ezov, Shni Toilah, similar to what we find by a Metzaira. So Rashi brings over here, the Erez is the highest of all the trees, the Ezov is the lowest. Simen shehagavoya shenizgoev echata. Someone who thinks he's great, and because of that he sins, Yashpil es atzma, he should lower himself like an Ezov and a Tolaas, v'yiskaper loy. So the tikkun for chet is shiflus, the tikkun for chet is humility. The tikkun for chet is bittel. The more batel one is, the more alive he is. The more one annuls himself, the more one connects to Hashem, the more humble a person is, the more dovek a person is to Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is the most connected, that's why he was the greatest of all humble men. So avi avos hatuma is arrogance, total arrogance. That's the avi avos hatuma, where a person doesn't believe in anything anymore. Avi avos does whatever he wants. He's totally disconnected. That's the shar hanun of tuma. Atheism, immorality, all that we find ourselves in our generation, which is this is the avi avos hatuma. That's the klipa of Oig Melech HaBoshan. At the end of the parasha, we learn about Oig Melech HaBoshan. Oig Melech HaBoshan was the epitome of arrogance. It's interesting that there's one place in Chumash where Rashi mentions Oig Melech HaBoshan, not in the context, not when he's talking about him, he himself, but in the context in Parashas Noach, where there it says, U'mayra'achem v'chitchem yihi al kol chayas hasod. Hashem benches Noach to go out of the teva, repopulate the world, and your fear will be on all the animals. As a result of the mabul, Noach was afraid that they lost the tzelem alokim. So Rashi brings over here, chitchem means emaschem, k'moytiru chitas means fear. Then he says, agoda, chitchem is a lotion of chius, alive, life. And he says this, kolzman, it's actually a medrash, kolzman, and the Gemara as well, kolzman shetinok ben yoimai chai, when you have even an infant a day old, if he's alive, einat tzarech l'shoimrei min ho'achbrim, you do not have to guard him from mice and rats, he's alive, they're not going to go near him. Oig melech haboshan meis, tzarech l'shoimrei min ho'achbrim, but if you have someone even as tall and as great and as powerful as oig melech haboshan, but he's dead, then you have to guard his body from all the mice and rats are going to come. They're going to consume his body. Meaning the size doesn't matter. He's trying to say that as long as someone is alive, they don't have to worry about the rodents, and there could be a tiny little infant contrast to a huge body like Og Melech HaBashan. If he's dead, Tzorech L'shoyim Min HaAchbarim. Why does Rashi bring the example of Og Melech HaBashan? Literally, because he's the tallest person. But perhaps there's also a deeper understanding. Og Melech HaBashan mace. That's right. Og Melech HaBashan is dead. Og Melech HaBashan, that's the klipa of, that's the Avi Avos HaTumah. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was so afraid of him. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of Og Melech HaBashan. He wasn't afraid of Sichon. He wasn't afraid of Edom. He wasn't afraid of Mitzrayim, but he's afraid of Og Melech HaBashan. Chazal give the reason. But perhaps there's another deeper understanding here to the fear. Vayishlach Moshe l'ragelis yazeh, vayifnu vayalu derech HaBashan, vayetei Og Melech HaBashan l'krosan, vayomer Hashem al Moshe al tira oisai. It's interesting, the word Og is the same letters as Gova. Gova means to expire, which means to die. And that word is found in this parsha more than once. Vayiru kol ha'eda ki gova aharon. The congregation saw that Aaron passed away. Gova, gimel vav ayin. And before that, by the chet mei meriva, they complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, velu govanu bigva achenu. We would rather have died the way our brethren died, a death of a plague, rather than die a death of thirst, which is when they were complaining about the water. Again, the Torah uses this word for death. Even though before that, by the Parsha Parah Aduma, the Torah uses the word Misa. Here it uses the word Gova, and by the death of Aaron, Ki Gova Aaron. And in this Parsha, we encounter Oig, same letters. Oig, Oig is Gova, Oig is dead. Oig, he could be the tallest person in the world, but he's dead. He's totally disconnected. He's the Avi Avos HaTumah. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of him. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of the Klipa of Oig. The tikkun for that is Parah Aduma. Og Melech HaBashan is the gematria of Yikhu Elecha Parah Aduma. Og Melech HaBashan is the epitome of arrogance. He's the one who took the rock, the mountain, and was ready to throw it on Klal Yisrael, as the Gemara tells us in Baruchas, which Rashi quotes here. Vayifnu vayalu derech HaBashan. The derech of Bashan, that's Tammuz. Tammuz, we fall into the Shar Hanun of Tumah. Because of Chet Ha'egel, because of the Hisoirus of Chet Ha'etzadaz. Derech HaBashan is begematria of the Hayomim Yemei Bikurei Anovim, which the Sham Shem Astropolia says that that's Tammuz. Derech HaBashan. We have to be Mahapech from the Nun Sharei Tumah to the Nun Sharei Bina. Bashan is Rosh Hatev's Nun Sharei Bina. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid, but he does conquer Og Melech HaBashan. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of Tammuz. Moshe Rabbeinu sees what's going to happen in Tammuz, Zumeis. Mechenina, Moshe Rabbeinu said Mechenina in the month of Tammuz. Moshe Rabbeinu asked for his erasure. He said, that's what the Ramban says, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu eventually leaves us on Zion Adar is because of his saying Mechenina as a result of Chet Ha'egel. Because of Chet Ha'egel, we lose Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's sacrifice, he gives his life to save Klal Yisrael. And the same with Miriam and Aaron. The death of Miriam and Aaron is mechapa for Klal Yisrael. Mises tzadikim mechaperes. Our generation is the generation of Og Melech HaBashan. The time we're in now is Derech HaBashan. Our generation is the generation of Tammuz. Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha to Reuven. Reuven is Tammuz, according to the Arizal, is Yechi Reuven Va'al Yomais. Reuven should live and not die. In Tammuz, we should be Zeichet to Tchias HaMeisim. In Tammuz, we were supposed to receive the Luchais that had we received, we would never have experienced death. We would have remained on the level of Poska Zuhamasa, and there would have been no HaTammuz, Zuhamas Hanachash, Zuhamas Oisius HaTammuz. There would have been no resurrection of the Chet Eitz Hadas, which was Nisoyer in Tammuz because of Chet Ha'egel, leading to Misa. That's why when we enter the month of Tammuz, we learn about the Tikkun for the Chet Ha'egel and the Tikkun for the Meraglim. The Chet Ha'egel was a lack of Emunah. The Chet HaMeraglim was a lack of Betochen. Emunah and Betochen are very similar, but they're not exactly the same. So someone could believe, I believe, that doesn't mean that I trust, doesn't mean that I... Emunah without betochen is not b'shleimus. The Chet Ha'egel was lack of emunah. The Chet Ha'beraglim was lack of betochen. Bibilti yecholes Hashem. They didn't deny chas v'sham that there's a God, but they lacked in their betochen. At the end of this parasha, we find a story similar to the Meraglim, but this time with a good ending. Right before they encounter Og Melech HaBosh, and it says, Vayishlach Moshe l'ragel es Yazer, Vayilkidu b'noiseh. Moshe Rabbeinu sends spies to spy a city by the name of Yazer, and the spies that he sent, it says, conquered the city and its surrounding villages. So Rashi, of course, is bothered by this because Moshe Rabbeinu never told him to conquer anything. He just told him to spy out the area. Says Rashi, Hameraglim lochduha. These spies conquered the city. They did even more than, not only were they not like the original spies, who came back with a negative report, forget about conquering the land for Klal Yisrael, but they came back with a report saying that we cannot do it. These went ahead and did more even than what they were told to. They were told to spy. They went, they conquered it, and they said, Loi nasa karishoinu. We're not gonna do like the first. We are not like the original Meraglim. Betuchim anu. We are confident. We have betuchim. Bekoyach tfilosei shel Moshe leilochim. Clear rectification to the Chet HaMeraglim. They have betuchim. This is the tikkun for the Chet HaMeraglim. Chet HaMeraglim, which most of it was in Tammuz, as mentioned before, Chet HaEgel, which was in Tammuz, in Chukas, we read Paraduma, which is the tikkun for Chet HaEgel, Emuna, the Taharosa, Shar Hanun, no understanding at all. And here, these Meraglim that Moshe Rabbeinu sends on their own conquer the area, not only do they come back with a good report, they come back to say that it was conquered. And from there they go to Bashan. From there they encounter Og Melech HaBashan. And despite that L'cha'ira, there's a tikkun for Chet HaEgel and Chet HaMeraglim here, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid to fight Og Melech HaBashan. And perhaps that's a remez to our time. Even after all the great accomplishments that were accomplished in recent years, in the last 100 years, and even before that, with the Ariza, with the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, with all the tzaddikim that came afterwards, one would think that we've accomplished and we've rectified, we're ready zeichet, comes the last test. The last test is the test of Og Melech HaBashan. Og Melech HaBashan is now. Og Melech HaBashan is the Avi Avos HaTumah. Right now, the Avi Avos HaTumah has been let out of the bag, trying to be Me'oira, the Chet Eitz Hadas and the Chet HaEgel. But Moshe Rabbeinu conquered him. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe al tira oisoi, ki biyodcha nosati oisoi. V'yes kol amoi v'yes artsa. We mentioned this perhaps in previous years. What the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Rabbi Shimon ben Nisanel, the one who the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos was a Yerei Chet, was a Nitzutz of Og Melech HaBashan. Hinted in the word Boshan. Boshan is Rosh HaTevis. Shimon ben Nisanel. Altira Oisai is Begematria Shimon ben Nisanel. Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, do not be afraid of Oig. From Oig comes the Yerei Chet. From Oig comes Shimon ben Nisanel, the Yerei Chet. That's what's required in a time when the Avi Avos HaTumah is out in the open. In our time, we have to intensify Yiras Chet, because that's the only way that we're going to be able to pass the challenges of our generation. Only if you're gata b'yira, as it says in the Gemara, a person has to toil. It says yira, you have to work harder, much harder even than ahava. Ahava comes more natural than yira does. Yira, we have to work on much, it's a much more difficult midah to have, especially in our time when we're not living in a time of yira. Everything today is ahava, and the wrong ahava, but everything today is ahava. It's very hard today to work on yira, but that's what we have to work on, especially in Tammuz, as we enter the month of Tammuz, which is a month of Midas Adin, the month of Reuven. Reuven is the red rock on the Choshen. Odem is ruby, that's Reuven. That's the red stone on the Choshen, which is the Midas Adin of Kedusha, to combat the Edom of Tumah that we read about in this week's parasha, that Klal Yisrael send messengers to Edom to ask to be able to pass through his land. Now we encounter Edom. Tammuz is the month of Aduma, as Rashi said. Chet is Edom. Im Yadimu Katoila. Katoila is Begematria Og Melech HaBashan. Katoyla is begamatria v'yikvelecha para aduma. And this, at the same time that we encounter these tumas, a yid can connect himself to very high levels of emuna. It's only through the koyach of emuna, which is lamaylam and adas, which together with yir emuna, yir all go together, humility, that's the shni toilas ve'ezoiv, emuna, yir all go together, that will help us combat the tuma of egmel chaboshan that is in our generation. And at the time will come when para aduma will make sense, when cheta egel will be totally rectified, when chet eitz hadas will be totally rectified, when tamuz, which is begamatria melech hamashiach, when tamuz will be nishapech yehofchu yomim eil l'sasen l'simcha l'mayadim toivim, from zu meis to zu tam, then para aduma will make sense. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu knew the reason then, we will know the reason when Mashiach will come. As mentioned, we were supposed to be on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Zeh HaDover HaShetziva Hashem, a neshama that was not affected by Eitz Hadas. If we would have received those luchais and tamas, we would have also understood what Parah Adum is all about. The tikkun for Chet HaEgel right now, Bezman HaGolus, is not knowing. The whole idea is not to know. That's the Adal HaYoda. Not to know. It's Emuna. That's the tikkun for Chet HaEgel, for Chet Eitz Hadas. Eventually, though, in the Olam HaTikkun, when Tamas will be in his hapech, from Misa to Chayim, Yechira Uvein Va'al Yomois, then we will be able to understand the reason behind Metaher Temeim and Metameh Tehoim. Then we'll understand the Mei Meriva, what the Mei Meriva was all about, which Bepashtus, all the Sfarim seem to agree, that it was sort of pushed on Moshe Rabbeinu, was something that Moshe Rabbeinu had no shaykhus to. It was only a weight, an excuse, so that Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. As we mentioned, the Tzir of Shem Havaya, Zeh Einenu. Zeh is Moshe Rabbeinu, ki Zeh Moshe Ha'ish. Zeh Einenu. We don't have Moshe, but Shoy Veli, it's worth it for us. Because since Moshe Rabbeinu did not take us into Eretz Yisrael, he did not build the Beis HaMikdash, and because he didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, it was able to be destroyed, which was beneficial for us, so that when Hashem was angry, he let out his anger on the stones of the Beis HaMikdash rather than on Klal Yisrael. If Moshe would have built the Beis HaMikdash, Svarim say, and we would have sinned, the Beis HaMikdash could not have been destroyed, Hashem would have had to let out his anger on us. So the fact that Zeh Einenu is Shoy Veli, it was worth it for us to be without Moshe Rabbeinu temporarily, so in order that the Beis HaMikdash could be destroyed, so that we will survive. But the purpose of all of it is to lead to the third Beis HaMikdash, when it will be Nizgale, V'Amech, Kulam, Sadikim, Zeh Einenu, Shoy Veli, is Begematria, V'Amech, Kulam Sadikim. Tamas was created with the letter Ches, as the Sefer Yetzirah elaborates, as the Sfarim elaborate, based on the Sefer Yetzirah, the Pritzadik, Shem Mishmuel. The letter Ches, as we know, is the letter associated with the Olam Hashmini, Ches 8, the world of the future, the world of the Tikkun HaSholem, when Chet HaEgel will be rectified, Chet Eitz Hadas will be rectified, Chet Mei Meriv will be rectified, and Moshe Rabbeinu will be with us again, as the Gemara says, in Yuma Moshe V'Arayni Mohem, which is mashma from that Gemara, that Moshe Rabbeinu will already be here even before Mashiach comes, as the Radvaz says, that Tzadikim come back to Tchias HaMesim before Mashiach comes, the Tshuvas HaRadvaz HaYadua, and he brings this Gemara in Yuma, Moshe V'Aaron in Yuma.